We're joined by a very special guest today, Stella. Now, it's shocking, but it was just a week ago that she was living in Sydney and enjoying the success of completing her master's at the University of Sydney. And well, Stella is back in her hometown now, just last week in China, and she's actually currently living in a lockdown to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And in just 2 days of being in lockdown, I'll quote her here. After 2 days of being home, I am living in hell. Stella, thanks for joining us on air today.
Hey, thank you for inviting. Thanks.
So, Stella, your hometown is a second-tier city. Can you tell us where and what you are witnessing?
So then this city is like a second-tier city, which is two-hour speed, high-speed train to go to Wuhan. So it's right next, the province is right next to Wuhan. And then it's on the north of Wuhan, also on the south of Beijing.
Right, and the province that you're in right now, I believe you've had some cases of coronavirus. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. So then by yesterday, I saw the data that people get infected by with a virus have been dropped down, luckily. But then before, because this province pretty next to pretty close to Wuhan, so lots of people escaped from Wuhan because they don't have medical sources for them to cure the illness. So they came to Zhengzhou either look for this province, either looking for doctors and nurses, or just stay here for keeping safe.
And
That's why,
Stella, so
yeah.
what does it look like for you, and what is keeping safe right now in a city that is locked down?
That is to stay in the space and not going out. Like they will hide in a hotel or hiding their families who are living in this province, hiding in the home or in the hotel and not going out or contacting any other people.
Wow, and I can't help to hear that you say hiding. Is that what it feels like right now? You're hiding in your own hometown?
Yes, because if other people find out that you're from Wuhan, they will think that you might have the virus. So they will stay away from you or being really scared of you. And then even my family, when they found there's a people's car from Wuhan, you know, the plate number, right? And then it's from Wuhan. And they got really nervous and want to report it to the government saying that, oh, we have Wuhan people near us. Please take them away. Please take them to hospital. So they could only hide at home.
Wow, that is just terrifying. And I hear that the hospitals right now are obviously under a lot of strain, and doctors and nurses are working overtime, and doctors and nurses are getting sick, and they're isolating themselves from their family. Can you just tell me a little bit more about what's going on there?
Yeah, so then the worst case is the hospitals in Wuhan. Basically, so many people are infected. That's point one. Point two is even though they're not infected, but because there's also the time that we have flu, it's like a climatic period of time that you might get flu, and the symptoms are pretty similar. So there's lots of people are going to hospital. They thought they might have the virus, but actually they're just flu. But when the people with flu and people with virus staying together, they might infect each other. So that makes it worse. And that's why hospital is in a serious shortage of medical supplements. And also they don't have enough doctors and nurses. So it's become like a chaos in Wuhan hospital. Luckily, people from other provinces, especially doctors and nurses, the best doctors, they volunteer to go back to Wuhan to support them.
That is phenomenal. And so the outbreak, it came during your Chinese New Year, which I think you've told me is a really important part of Chinese tradition to see off the new start of the year. How are you feeling, and how is this starting the new year for your family? I mean, how long have you been incubated for?
Yeah, so then I came a little bit late. It's right the night before the Chinese New Year Eve, so then it's similar like Christmas Eve. So then I got back in China at that time, and then Dad said, let's go back to hometown tomorrow. So then go back to hometown right 1 day before Chinese New Year, and then when I got here, when it's at night. Then there's emergent announcement from the government saying that everyone should confine at home and no one is allowed to go out because this is the best way to avoid being infected.
And how did that emergency like notice? How did it come out? What did they do to get the message sent out so quickly?
Through social media. So we have Weibo, as similar as a combination of Facebook and Instagram. And then that's where the official government send out news and notice. And also our local news will send messages to our phone number as well.
So I'm just having a look at a photo that you sent through to me, I think it was yesterday, and it was something that your mum took right near your house. I can't really believe what I'm seeing. Can you describe to people what that photo is?
After 2 days, because people living in hometown, they don't really know what happened outside because their information isn't, they couldn't get lots of information about it. So then they still keep going out, which annoyed the local government because it's very dangerous to go out at this time. So then the only thing they can do is to do some, is to do with really hardcore ways that they dig out the roads so that no one can really drive in or drive out.
Wow, so they're digging up the actual roads to stop people from leaving.
Yes, yes. And another point is that because this was really hardcore, so then people can't really go out. And when people send this photo online, and then other people in other provinces start to think, oh, this is a really good way to prevent this, and we should learn from that. Which sounds very ridiculous, but
it's very helpful. How does that make you feel? This is your home, and I mean, they're digging up the roads so you can't leave, and you can't even leave your...
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. I just feel like really I can't really see my parents because I'm not staying at a safe home with my parents. Like the first reaction is I couldn't see them today or even in the next few days maybe until it's unlocked. And then I just feel like this is becoming really, really serious now.
It's quite shocking, and I keep going back to this video that I watched that you shared yesterday on Instagram where Wuhan people were just chanting from the towering high apartments. I'll just play that for people home now. Alright, can you just translate for me what they were saying?
Yes, they are shouting that, chanting, Wuhan, keep fighting. Wuhan, we believe we can do this. Wuhan, we believe we can overcome all the difficulties. Wuhan, everything will be fine, similar like this.
Oh, that's just, I don't even really have words. And I guess, Stella, there's 131 deaths so far confirmed in China. And that number, it's terrifying and it's forecasted to continue to grow. And even here in Australia, I mean, you were just here last week. I'm seeing more people wear masks, hand sanitizers are selling out in Sydney, and I'm concerned, and I'm not in the thick of it like you are. I mean, you're locked in your home, you're not allowed to leave, and I believe you're not how much longer do you need to stay at home for? How long until you can go out?
We don't know yet.
You don't
know? We only know that, yeah. It really depends on how things going on later. So maybe when the data is reduced, and then it's all in control, under control, then maybe we can go out. But right now, we still have to stay at home, and it's been 5 days.
Well, can I just say, Sally, you've been extremely strong. I mean, to get on air and talk about this and to be at home, just sending good vibes out to everyone, so thank you so much.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you, Britt.
And that was Stella, and she's joining us from her hometown, currently living in lockdown from the coronavirus. She's 5 days in, and she doesn't know when it's going to end. My heart really goes out to her and everyone in China right now. I think the world is watching them, and let's hope that we do find a cure.